Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in literature, arts, and entertainment. And tonight, we have a dynamic lineup, ladies and gentlemen. So please hold on to your seats. I want you to make sure that you have your Kindles, your tablets, your iPads, your Nook right at your disposal, because I do plan for you to start just one click in your heart away tonight, because we have four dynamic women who also happen to be great authors. And we, on this show, we want to lend our support. And we know that one sure way we can lend our support is by one clicking or purchasing at Walmart, BAM, Target, Barnes & Noble. But if you do not have, there's some cities, like myself, we don't have a bookstore, quote-unquote, in our city, but we do have Walmart and Target. And sometimes we can't find those books that we really want to purchase. So click your heart away. And I want to start with a lady who she and I were talking prior to the onset of the show. And Roni Thompson, I'll tell you, your story is just fascinating. Each year I try to start off my show with inspirational stories and women who I believe who can be inspiration to others, women who have fought in the odds, women who don't mind some knocks and bruises but still come up fighting. And before we even begin with your story, Roni Thompson, which we can find more about you at ronitinson.com. She has a website that's very user-friendly. You also can find an excerpt to her book. I would like to welcome you, because you are a virgin to Read You Later. So I would like to welcome you to Read You Later. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on your show. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, because I know it's Cali time, your time, so it's quite early for you. That's the reason why I said afternoon. Now, story is one of perseverance. Can you tell my listeners a few, perhaps, personal things about you and what led you to this journey of writing?
Yes, absolutely. I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer, and I had always wanted to write, and I'm sure some of the listeners say, you know, I've got a book in me or I want to write. It was a huge dream of mine, and when the cancer knocked me down, so to speak, I didn't know if I was going to make it through, so I made my list, and the first thing on my list was write a novel, get the novel published. So I started writing, and I'd already wrote a little bit prior to that, but I started writing, and the amazing part of this journey that I still shake my head about, I can't believe it, as I was finishing my first book through the final edits, I felt like I wrote my way out of this cancer dilemma I was in, because I went into remission. I mean, I went through everything.
Wow.
Lost my hair, radiation, but, you know, so that was, I still look back at that. It's only been, I was diagnosed in 2010, and by the end of that year, I had finished the book and was in remission. So it was early 2010 when I was diagnosed. So, yeah, I do the same thing you just did. I go, wow. Every day I wake up, wow. So,
and I tell you, you know, doing my research and reading about your, I'm not going to say struggle, but your surviving and what motivates you, you know, it led me to believe, you know, it was one day that I wasn't feeling at my best. And, you know, I was having like a self-pity party. And after researching you, I'm telling you, girl, you invigorated, you inspired me. And I was like so excited to interview you, because, you know, I think a lot of times we let life pass us by just due to circumstances. But you, on the other hand, you took your lemons and you surely made lemonade. So I just want to congratulate you. I want to thank you for staying in the fight, and I also read that you also do a lot of fundraising for cancer and cancer research. So do you have any links before we start discussing your book where we can join you in this fight and perhaps donate?
Oh, you know what? I do. It's on my website. We're selling some passion cards on my website, www.ronitesson.com. If you click on the card section, you can buy these passion cards because I found my passion when I went through what I went through and it saved my life. But at the bottom of that is a link. I do the Avon Walk every year in Santa Barbara. Last year, there's a video also on that website, 3-minute video. It shows me going bald and everything, just a ton of pictures that morph through, and I speak over that as well. I won some award through Avon, first to Santa Barbara for the Santa Barbara Walk, and then they sent me a message, you won the whole thing. So it is.
Wonderful.
It's an interesting story, yeah. So, but that link through the Avon Walk is on there.
And the cards are really expensive. It's a set for $16, and we know that this is going to a very worthy cause. So you're one clicking her book, we also want you to click her link and purchase these cards so that we can help other people in the struggle. Now, let's get to these books. Let me see. Downloaded last night, the latest book. And can you share with us a brief synopsis of your book before I just dwell in? I mean, I love the story. I love the concept. So can you give us a brief blurb or synopsis of the book?
Absolutely. So the book is called Twist. It does take a lot of twists. It's a 16-year-old girl whose father is on the FBI's most wanted list. Her mother's passed away, so she's obviously in a very bad spot, living with her aunt and uncle. Never had a boyfriend in her life, meets a boy, and they immediately get carried away in a car, and the FBI grabs hold of that surveillance, or it's like a, all the security that we have, security camera, but the FBI gets their hands on it, posts it on the internet because they really want to find her dad, and that's how the novel starts. And from there, she has no idea. The reason that they want to find him has a lot to do with her, and she has absolutely no idea. She hasn't seen her dad in a year.
And then
there's a secret branch of the NSA, and, you know.
I tell you, it's a lot of twists and turns, a lot of pearls, a lot of ups and downs, it's a roller coaster ride. Now, when you were writing this book, did you have any idea where the characters would take you, or did you outline the book prior to writing, or did you just dig in?
I just dug in. I moved into this life experience from almost dying, and I actually had quite a bit happen to me when I went through the cancer. I ended up with thyroid cancer, relationship fell apart, work fell apart. So bottom line is I'm like just going to live my life now. I moved into this house by the ocean, looked out the window, saw the letter B. This is how the book started. This is me rebuilding my whole life, right? The letter B is literally right here on Broadway and PCH. I live in Sunset Beach in California. And said, well, maybe I'll get a little dog and I'll name her Beatrice. Instead, this book poured out of me, Beatrice Malcolm. The book was written in 90 days. It's been rewritten a few times. A lot of people know that you have to rewrite. The writing is in the rewriting. But I did not know how it was going to end. And then when I had an idea of what it was going to do with these characters, Luke and Beatrice, they kind of take off. A friend of mine just read it and was telling me she loves the way Luke went through his unconsciousness and how I showed that. I don't know if that's from what I went through with chemo and all that. But so Beatrice Malcolm and Lucas Drake kind of they take the story, and so do her parents.
I felt that Beatrice would be 16 years of age. She was such a strong character. You know, a lot of times when you read a book and the heroine is quite young, their supporting characters perhaps may take on those attributes of being the lead, but, you know, she was the lead from the beginning to the end, and, and you painted such a strong portrait of her. But I say portrait because, like, as I was reading the book, you know, I got a visual portrait of what or who I thought she is and the things that she was doing. You know, I could visualize, every scene, every turbulence. And let me tell you, girl, this is Lifetime movie worthy, I must say. And that's the reason why I asked you, did you outline or did your characters just take a lead role in your head? Because, you know, the way that the story is structured, I was thinking to myself, if she outlined this, she must have drove herself literally crazy. So that's where I asked that question. So kudos. Wow.
It's interwoven. I go back and read everything I wrote. It's interwoven. So you're right. I should have outlined it, but I didn't.
Awesome job. And you know what? Probably if you had outlined it, I don't know if it would have actually had the excitement, because this is a very exciting story. I'm trying to think. Sometimes there are parts in the story where the plot or the dialogue may get a little low. I don't think that there was a lot of low points in this story. It just took you on a roller coaster ride, which as a reader we love. We love to be entertained, and your book was thoroughly entertaining from the beginning to the end, I must say. And do you have any book signings or events that we can support in the near future?
I have some more radio interviews coming up. I don't have any local book signings booked yet. I'm working on actually quite a few things, but we don't. As far as writing is concerned, I'm also working on another book that's due in September. So,
wow.
So I'm trying to do everything.
Can you give us perhaps a sneak peek of that book that will be released? Maybe a brief snippet.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So this book, Twist, it kind of ends, the ending has been controversial. A lot of people love it. Some people don't. I've had a couple of reviewers question it, and a lot of people get a big grin on their face about it. So there is a sequel to this book in the works on the list. Chapter one of the second book is on my website. In addition to, you can get the first five chapters downloaded from my website as well. The sequel to Twist, Sanctity, Twist Book 2, it will not be done until the beginning of next year, but the first chapter is out there. The book that I'm currently working on right now is called The Bishop Girls, and it's about a family of women that, I don't want to give away too much.
Don't
really twisty too. It's about some women that let's say the main character has no idea that her life is completely not what she thinks it is, and everything that she's going to find out in chapter two, and it just goes from there. It's an exhausting, fun read, but these women are just something else. I want to give it away, but I can't.
So we are to expect something like a literary matrix. Where
yes.
Life is not as we know it. Okay, that
yes.
Sounds like a very fun twist.
Yeah. Another young protagonist. So just to step back on Twist. So this is not a young adult book. You have to be, because there's some sex scenes in this book, Twist. The publisher was very adamant about, we'll release this as a romance and a suspense novel, but there's some sex scenes, so you need to be a mature teen if you're going to read it. There's also a school in the very beginning of this book that's out here in Carlsbad that's a real school, Sage Creek High. So there's some pieces of it that are real, but it was not released as a young adult. Even though we have a young protagonist, there's a lot of books out there that are like that. Same thing with the next book that's coming, The Bishop Girls. That will be a contemporary fiction novel, and it will not be a young adult, but there is a young protagonist who's finds out her whole life is a lie right in the very beginning, and everything just unravels from there. So that gives you an idea of what's coming.
Now, Ronnie, I hate to do this, but I'm going to have to release you today, but I do really would like for you to come back so we can discuss your next book, and also anything that you have tied in with breast cancer or any cancer awareness. We are here to support one of my roommates. She's also a survivor, and I plan on actually having her on my show in September. So it would be wonderful if you can come back in September as well, and we can discuss your book, and perhaps we
Absolutely.
Can get some ideas and do some fundraising. Now,
absolutely,
please go and download her book, Twist. It's available on all book outlets, Amazon.com, Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook, BAM, and IndieBam. Also, if you go to her website, ronnieteson.com, you will be able to purchase these cards. Once again, these cards are a great value, and they go to a very worthy cause. I'd like to appreciate you for coming on Read You Later. Anything that I can do to help support you, please feel free to contact me or you tell Lisa, and we will be more than happy to support you here. And also, remember what I said about September, so I'll be contacting Lisa about September because I think that will be just an awesome idea.
You got it.
All right.
You got it. Thank you.
And thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Read You Later. Now, next I have three ladies who really don't need any introduction. I don't know, they're like peanut butter, jelly, and bread. These three young ladies have collaborated on
I'm the peanut butter. Let's be clear.
We shall see. We shall see about that.
Oh, my gosh. I must be the bread.
You're the bread. Nikki
you see how they're taking
jelly.
Over, ladies and gentlemen? I had to put you back on me.
I'm here.
That's the jelly.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly. I just started it. Anyway, they have
just don't cut off the cross, Lord.
With the group called IPE. And before we begin with IPE, they individually have projects that are out. So let's start with Nakia. Nakia, you're on the air. So can you tell us of Nakia does a lot. So then Nakia,
yes.
We're going to have to focus here. We're going to focus on
Lord.
So can you tell us your latest book project?
The Energizing Buddy.
Oh, my God. Well, I actually did a double release. So my last release was two books, a novel entitled The 30-Day Love Affair and a poetry compilation entitled And Then There Was Poetry.
Wow. Now, Nikki, we're going to need you to tell us a little bit more, but can you tell us about the premise of your book?
The 30-Day Love Affair.
So you loosen
up. I'm not, but I know.
And let it rip.
Okay. Y'all told me to wind it back, so, you know, you let that wind, you know. Okay. Well, the 30-Day Love Affair comes from the premise of, you know, this whole dating world nowadays. That 10 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, it used to be you got time to court people and really date them and get to know who they are and understand the person. And now you got this internet age and this new age of just, you know, it's such a different aspect. The courtship has been removed. You don't really have that time to get to know someone one-on-one because all you have to do is Google their name and you're going to find out everything you need to know. So,
that's true.
Today,
actually social media prenups, which I just think is just hilarious and ridiculous. perhaps maybe 5 years, and that just may be the norm. And there could be a lot of reasons why you need that. So, you know, you're right. Things have totally changed.
They have. And, you know, if you think about it, social media, you know, a lot of people are blaming social media for the demise of relationships. And
a lot of churches
have brought it up.
Yeah, a lot of divorces actually start with something that was posted, you know, on Facebook.
Exactly.
Or something that was tweeted and somebody saw it or somebody through Instagram. So you're right, it's messing up a lot of relationships. But you got to look at the other side. That's true.
And actually, all of that is explored in the 30-Day Love Affair. The true premise is this particular character. Her name is Joy. She has this theory that love is just really good in that first 30 days, and then after that, it just goes down from there. So she's addicted to that first feeling. of, you know, that whole getting to know each other, even though technically I already analyzed everything about you. But, you know, hey, let's have fun. Because she knows that, you know, sooner or later, something's going to happen where the truth is going to come out. And a little bit of it is her being nervous to explore that aspect of love again. And then some of it is just her protecting her heart. So we get a chance to really see this character in her world of, okay, I see something coming down. I know what's coming. Just hit me with it. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun writing this book because it really had a chance to, you know, just see how she saw men and how she already predicted what their moves and their motives would be. And then on the other side of that, you have Guadalupe, who both of them actually went through very rough marriages, and that's how they end up connecting. But with Guadalupe, her situation, she had been with the same man since she was 16 years old and come home one day to find out that he had another woman pregnant. So out of all the things that he had done to her over the course of the years, this one thing just was like that breaking point where she was like, you know what, I just have to walk away. But the difficult thing for that for her is that her whole family, she comes from a family that says, you know what, you stay. No matter how hard it is, no matter what's going on,
you stay.
So I wanted to kind of play on both of those things.
There are a lot of people who still have that. You know, as enlightened as we are as a society, especially in African-American culture,
right,
and other cultures, you know, especially certain religious cultures, you know, it's a big no-no if a couple divorced. And sometimes, especially the woman, perhaps they are ostracized from, quote-unquote, friends or even events. They're no longer welcome. So it's a big thing. You know, we hear about divorce a lot. We see it on television a lot. And so to some degree, we don't think that it's a big factor. But in some cultures, in some communities, in some religions, that's a huge no-no. So a lot of people, that they stick it out. Bruises, tongue in cheek, you know, falling out just because they want to be accepted by their family. So, okay. Now, Miss Love, you have a big event coming up this weekend, Miss Loretta Walls. Can you tell us a little bit about the event that you have coming up this weekend?
Yes, I can. Good evening, LaSherry. You know, I love you to pieces. Hi to my sisters, Iris and Nakia, and everybody listening.
Hey, Lolo.
Hey,
Bo.
Lolo.
That's right. I see you now.
Hey.
Okay, I'm going to behave. Yes, I do have a big event coming up this weekend. It's the book signing for the Majestic Dynasty, which is the second installment in the Tiffany Rivera series. And we're going to have a blast. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been trying to figure out what the heck do you mean by jet setting and it's a lifestyle and all this other stuff. Well, the book is based around Tiffany's next step in life from after graduating in high school. And
can you tell us where the event will be held?
It's a secret location. No, I'm kidding. No, it will be at the Starbucks in Mechanicsville, Virginia. I apologize. I don't have the address directly in front of me. I'm actually hiding out in a corner to do this interview with you all. But it is in the Bell Creek Shopping Center.
And it's next door
to Noodles and Company.
Okay, if people don't understand what Mechanicsville is, we're really talking about Rich. So, you know, we get out, you know, take care, we say Rob. We're really saying Richmond. So if you live in, if you're near Richmond, you know, 85, 95, 29, 360, 466, 58, any way you can get there. You know, if you're in that vicinity, you know, it's the weekend, it's summer, it's upon us, everybody wants something to do. So, you know, if you live in maybe like 2 or 3 hour drive, it'd be a nice drive for you and your family. Drink some coffee, meet Loretta. She may have some friends. And you will get your book signed. Am I correct?
You will get your book signed. You may even be qualified for a part of one of our giveaways. We're doing a simultaneous giveaway, one in Starbucks and one online. So if you like the New Sharte Publishing Facebook page, you will be eligible, minus those that are employees of New Sharte and Siri Enterprise. You will be
able to... Wait a minute.
I love you, but you cannot... participate, baby.
Butter,
because the surprises are pertained around that. I can't give that away right now.
Okay.
But if you like the new ShareTape Publishing Facebook page, you have a chance to win one of two huge giveaways. If you cannot attend the physical event, if you are in store, you have two chances to win two stellar event prizes as well. And you will meet the cover model, Miss Toni Jackson, who is portrays Tiffany in the book, and she will sign your books as well.
All right, so we got a lot of different things going on. Now I know this is like
a couple elements.
This book is an installment. So, like, can you tell us a little bit about this family? Other than you know, I've had this discussion that Loretta thinks she writes for a man, but she really writes other stuff. But keep on, Loretta, keep on. I'll let you survive.
Well, this one's not like my other novels. The Tiffany series definitely is high lifestyle, very wealthy, well-to-do, affluent family. However, although Tiffany was born with a silver spoon in her mouth, she's very humble and she's very appreciative of the gifts that she's received naturally and financially. A lot of people hate on her because she doesn't make a big deal about her wealth and her status. She actually keeps it very calm and very demure. And a lot of people from the outside look at that as, you know, she's just well-to-do and they can't understand where she's coming from. She also comes from a very well-protected clique called the Maxwell Posse, and they don't allow anyone or anything to affect their group. And she is, like, the most fragile in their eyes. But in this book, she has to learn how to become a woman and step out on her own without that shed of protection.
Now, Loretta, can we expect, you know, your usual plots and your usual roller coaster and perhaps, you know, crazy uncles or some sinister character?
There's going to be some conflict.
Okay.
Yes, there will be some characters that you dislike and some things. My favorite piece about this entire book is that it takes you literally around the world in different places. You're not going to be stuck in one town going, man, they just do the same thing over and over again. No, you literally are going to jet set, which is why I tell everybody, get your passport and stamp it from home. Because you are going around the world. You are not staying in one city. You are not staying on one continent. You are going to go around the world.
Okay. And then next on our plate, we have Ms. Iris Bowen. Iris has done a lot of different things this year. Let's see. I think it was a total.
She has done about 51 things this year. Tell it.
Yeah.
Only 51.
That's all. 51. Which is now available on DVDs, and Nakia Slippers was also one of the producers, and Loretta was one of the promotional people, and she also served as one of the extras. So this is a very tight knit of authors who are not only authors but also friends, and they're very supportive of each other. So, and Iris has a book out right now, and what's the title of your book, Iris?
The Book of Joshua 2, Believe.
That's my boo.
Loretta, I was going to say that. I was going to make sure everyone knew that Joshua, in your own literary world, is your man. I guess, Toni, you have
that
a great
That is my ride
head.
Or die boo. I love him.
Joshua,
Joshua
has quite a few of ride or die boos out there. But We have one that is not only is she the rather die boo, we had the wedding, and
oh,
then she had a baby. We saw the sonogram from Joshua's baby, and now we're going to be actually having a baby shower in October for Sally. I think her name is Sally.
That's always Ruby.
Lord
Jesus, you're going to have Jared call up there and lay you out.
I know.
Yeah.
I forgot the baby's name. See, that's I can remember. I don't know how many characters, but I keep forgetting the baby's name. I'm sorry.
That is
I forgot the baby's name. Yes, it is.
Well,
it's
from Facebook that Denise is listening. But I don't know the baby's name. That you're talking about will take place in Atlanta, and it's a grab event. And
yes,
Iris, PNG, Marine Smith, Cena Mix, Delaney Diamond,
yes.
and a few other people, Keith Walker. I know that they will be in attendance at this great function, and that a lot of readers will be thrilled to know that this program is well planned and will be well attended by some of their favorite authors. And
is it true Joshua's coming to the event?
Yes, Joshua will
oh God.
Be there
oh my
in
God.
Person, and they are actually going to have a baby shower for him and Sharon, who says she's his wife. So,
oh my
yes,
Lord.
They're going to have a baby shower. So, yes, Joshua will be making an appearance at the B-Rap event in Atlanta. So if you
I'm
have not registered,
call.
Go out to
B-Rap
online
and
register.
Know.
They even have a payment plan that's out there.
Yes,
you don't
do.
Have to pay for it all at once. They have a wonderful
yeah.
payment plan. I have never seen a conference put together the way that they have done it. So they wanted to make sure that anybody that wanted to attend would be able to attend.
And if you don't understand what B-Rap is, I think most people listening to me know because at one point in time, any given time, any of their members will perhaps be online, but it's building relationships
mm-hmm.
around books. It's an online
yes.
Book club, and you can find them a great presence on Facebook. Their relationships
yes.
Shout out to B-Rap. We love y'all.
All right, B-Rap Sharon. Doing her
Woo!
Thing, Sharon and Miss Prissy and Denise. They are doing it with B-Rap.
That's right.
Proud of them. Yes, they
love
are.
Them folks. They are awesome.
They are. So let's talk a little bit about Joshua, and then we will also
yes.
talk about perhaps the DVDs that you have for sale. Now, Joshua
okay.
is the second part of the installment, Joshua
yes.
1. Which is very well received. As you all may know, Iris has received a few Emmy Awards from Romance Slam Jam, which is probably the African-American romance book club experience where readers get together, they get
mm-hmm.
to meet their favorite authors, and they talk about their favorite books, their favorite characters, and Iris's characters and books have been nominated and won. Quite a few awards. So just to let you know that Joshua's no joke because these women love Joshua.
They love
They have Joshua down in their mind. I do believe that some people...
we fight crime together.
People,
we're the best.
Yes.
They
some
do.
People, I'm not going to name drop Loretta, but anyway, actually believe that this actual person that they can take home. I don't know how Tony's going to feel about that, but anyway. So,
he's okay with it.
Don't leave Nakia out because Nakia and Loretta went at it for a little while about Joshua. I think Nakia just got tired, but Nakia and Loretta went at it.
You know the truth. There's no need for debate. So I let everybody, you know, have their little moments, but I know Joshua comes home to me every night, so it's perfectly
wow.
fine if they want to have their delusions of grandeur. We know where he parks his helicopter in the back, you know, so it's
here
okay.
We go.
I just let them talk.
Here
Lady,
we go.
This is all I'm going to say. There are therapists in your metro area. And so you
I mean, you know, it's okay. That's my blow-it-up baby. He know the
wow.
deal. I know the deal. When he out on his espionage, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I just let them have that. He knows, you know, he knows. So as long as he knows, then we're perfectly fine.
Wow.
He knows.
And that's what draws people to Joshua. It's the espionage. You know, of course, you know, Iris, you paint him as a very sexual being. However, I think the plot, the dialogue, along with
mm-hmm.
the I Can't Feel Teal, has a lot to do with the draw of Joshua. He's a very much an alpha male, and, you know, if you read anything about listeners, I see that alpha males seem to be in. This is just a season for alpha males, so readers are drawn to their very dynamic, strong character. And he is one of those. And I think
yes,
that's the lull and the pull to Joshua. Now, I don't know if your readers know, but is this the last installment of Joshua, or can your readers expect more?
No, Joshua, you're going to get more of Joshua. Joshua has found that woman that completes him, but if you guys notice, they haven't gotten married. He asked her to marry him. But there's some other, there's one or two loose ends that's still out there. So you are going to get some more of Joshua. And, of course, Joshua is going to continue with his CIA operations. He's not going to leave that life. He is going to be continuing with that. And he's fortunate to have a woman that's in his life that understands because okay. She was in that life herself. So you are going to get some more from Joshua in the last of this, before Joshua. I'm not sure Joshua will ever be done. As long as J.D. Harrison is president, Joshua is going to be somewhere around.
All right. Well, that's good to know for your readers and your fans of Joshua, Kent, Hint, Loretta, and Nikia. Now, let's talk a little bit
it's all
about
good.
Heart.
It's all good.
Yes, the Heart Television.
Yes.
All three of you ladies had a very key prime part in that project.
Yes.
So let's start with, I'll tell you, a person who was there all the time. You know, anytime you need her to do something, that was Miss Loretta. Loretta was feel in, feel out. Feel around,
yep.
Vibe.
Bring Iris's coffee or she would have my neck.
Yes. She would.
No, I got you next season. I got you.
Loretta was that person, whatever we needed, it didn't matter. Loretta, we need your car. Okay, we'll be right there. Loretta, I need some coffee. Okay, be right there. Sometimes you didn't even know what you needed, and Loretta would just show up.
Exactly.
Whatever it was.
Just fit the little. We just show up.
How was that part, yeah. Ladies? I'll let each of you have, like, maybe 3 minutes to talk about it. What was that process like for you, and how has it changed or impacted your view on perhaps writing or other media outlets? Loretta, I'll let you go first.
For me, it was a great experience on the promotional and marketing end of it. I didn't participate in the writing facet, but as an author, I have a great respect for the screenplay process of it and how much detail was put into the storyline without compromising the story overall.
Wow. And that's a very good observation. Nakia, same question for you. What was the process like, and how has it changed or perhaps impacted your view on writing or either other social media outlets or either other media platforms that you would like to pursue?
I have to say that this experience opened me up to entertainment in a different light. You know, all facets of entertainment, for the most part, are very similar, so it wasn't that much of a pull to do certain things because with us coming from the self-publishing world and knowing how to do things ourselves
right.
and just get it done,
right.
that really helped. However, I'm now looking at things more well-rounded from being a producer on this show. So when I watch television, I don't watch it the same. I'm looking at a scene and I'm painting that scene. I'm thinking about what would be needed. It could be a garage scene, and I'm thinking about all the cans. We got to get to fill up these garage and, you know, the tubes on the side and what who 69 Chevy we got to have.
Yes.
Out and, you know, so you look at things differently. I can't enjoy a show no more because I got to watch and see what's going on.
Wow.
but it's crazy. Yeah,
but
it's a subconscious
right.
thing. Yeah. And then as far as writing, you know, even as I'm working on another book as we speak and I'm developing it from an aspect of what if this were a movie or a television show. Have I made it full enough to be able to easily translate over, or am I giving too much to where it'll be too difficult to translate over? Those are things
mm-hmm.
that, you know, I think that any author that's worth their weight eventually would love to see their work in another dimension. And going into this process, one, I think it left everyone that touched that set with the spirit of believing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you came on that set
mm-hmm.
and know how we rolled up our sleeves and got it done,
Lord.
You know, and you could not not be a believer. If if your energy was off, we had to turn you around. Baby, we can't, you know, love you much, but we got a 12-hour shift to run right now. What, 18, 12, 16
that's
hours or whatever?
More than 12.
Sound like 24.
Did you sleep? You know, we were vampires for 6 weekends in a row. So, you know, it was just that, you know, but it was, yes, it was very intense and it was very rewarding. So I think that this is an experience that everyone, it's almost like, you know, going to college to me. I feel like every high school student before they go into the real world should go to college once or move somewhere that they're not from at home so you can get a taste of the other side of that, the other world, and what it would be needed to survive. We found out how to survive in this world.
All right. Madam President, can you tell me how this experience has impacted your style of writing, and has it perhaps helped you to see other outlets that you would like to pursue after you officially retire from your day job?
December 31st, 2014. Well, the first thing I would say, it hasn't changed my writing style too much because I always wrote from visual. So as I when I write a scene, I kind of see it in my head, and then that's the way, that was just the way that I write, which made it not too difficult to take the stories and just transpose it into a script, which we for season one I had some help with from a young lady named Sierra Lewis to help us take that story and transpose it into, you know, the script. The key was I was very adamant about staying true to the story. Yes, there's going to be some creative licensing things that we, you know, that we did do, but for the most part, we really stayed, you know, to the story, pretty much. So for writing, I still write vividly whatever best scene is in my mind. You know, I see those gas cans that Nikki is talking about that need to be on that show. And that Chevy, and the Chevy is red, and it's convertible, and has a stripe going down the side of it. See, I see that, you know, in my mind. So when I'm writing, I'm putting those details in the story. So it hasn't changed my writing style so much. I would tell you this though. Now when I go to write stories, like you said, I'm not doing another Durham Hospital scene. So we can't find no hospital to let us film in that hospital room. So I'm not doing no more hospital scene. Other than that, you know, it's the writing style itself, not so much. However, I think I got bit. I enjoyed the process from beginning to end. I may have complained and fussed and pulled you this way and that way or whatever, but I enjoyed the process. And here's the thing that I think about now. Nikia kind of hit on this a little bit. If we did or created the Heart series, the TV series, with little to nothing, I mean, it was a wing of hope and a prayer that we were working on and a whole lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get that show done, what would happen if we really went about it like we knew something? Like we learned a lot from season one. So now that we really learned something, what impact is that going to have on season two? Because we know how to do things. We know how to do things a whole lot better. We went the hard way. I mean, Nick, you can back on this one. We went the hard way.
We educated ourselves throughout the process.
Right.
We reached out and we asked questions, but what we didn't get answers to, we made it ourselves.
We made it up.
I'm talking about
now,
putting diplomas or putting seals on.
For people who didn't have the opportunity to live in an area where they can actually view the Heart television series, Iris has made it available for them via DVDs, and you can purchase your DVD at irisbowen.net at a very reasonable cost. You would get the entire season.
For
$24.99. And ladies, there's a lot of eye candy in there, beefcake, and gentlemen, there's some eye candy for you as well. You never know, you may receive a heartfelt cat prize. in there, but you will be supporting a worthy cause, because the sale of DVDs will also help to foster the cause for season two. So if you enjoyed season one, or if you enjoy people on social media talking about season one, and you were one of those people saying, hey, I wish I lived in the area. Oh, I wish I could see it. Now's your opportunity. So you can see it. It's very reasonably priced. It's very comparable to prices of Seasons in Walmart or Target or various other outlets. So go to irisbowling.net and you can purchase your DVD. Ladies, I have about 5 minutes for you all to talk about your IPE project. And before you begin, can you give us perhaps maybe a time frame where the project will be released? Okay. Well, on to the next question.
Loretta?
Let's see. We're going to go on to the next question then. Can you tell us
what I just received? Wow.
But, like, is this a collaborative effort? Will your stories be interwoven? Or, ladies, will your stories be individual?
They are actually individual stories, but they're stories about heroes. Nakia is actually doing a hostage negotiator. And I think, Loretta, you're doing the lieutenant.
I'm doing the military-based story. And dare we say the fall, possibly, ladies?
The fall, okay. So I guess we're shooting for late fall. Is it early fall? We're shooting for late fall. And I do know that the profits from this book will go to a very worthy cause. So
One of the things that we're looking at is trying to support the school system in the Richmond area, because there's a lot of different fees and things associated with just going to high school. We're not even talking college. We're talking high school. There's a lot of fees associated with that. So one of the things that that IPE, which Loretta stands for.
I'm sorry, what IPE stands for?
Yes.
It stands for Infinite Porte Enterprises, which means an infinite gateway to success.
Infinite gateway to success, but it's infinite porte. Thank you very much, Loretta. the IPE project that we are putting together, it is going to be three different stories in one book by Nakia Smithers, Loretta Walls, and Iris Bowling. And all of the proceeds from that book is going to go towards the IPE organization. And the IPE organization is looking to bring literary events to the Richmond area. And part of what we want to do as well is find a way to handle some type of scholarship that will assist kids at high school. Because everybody talks about getting them in college. But everybody's not going to go to college, you know.
Yeah.
So we need to find a way to get them through high school first.
Exactly.
And then we'll deal with the college fees. But we need to get them through high school first.
Now, ladies, before I leave, I would like for each one of you to shout out your current project. So, Nakia, we'll start with you. So can you tell us the name of your current literary project and where we can find it? I need to clarify that with Nakia.
Yes. Well, again, that's going to be a 30-day love affair, and then there was poetry, and they're both exclusive right now to Kindle. So they can go right to Amazon Kindle, just type in Nakia, and it'll pop right up. And they can have whatever they like on there. All my stuff is there.
All right.
They can have whatever they like. Did you hear that, Loretta? They can have whatever they like.
That's all I'm saying. They
can have whatever they like.
Yeah, whatever they like.
All right. All right. Loretta, you're on next. All right. My current project is The Majestic Dynasty. It is available in paperback and in ebook formats, Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, whichever you prefer. And also my forthcoming project, prayerfully by the end of this month, will be by my alter ego, Ambu, and the release will be the 7th installment in the No Other Love series titled One-on-One, and that is going to be the next thing that I put forth.
All right, and we also can support you this Saturday in Mechanicsville, Virginia, which is quote-unquote Richmond.
Richmond.
You can
Richmond follow her. Surrounding areas. Thank you.
Yeah, the Richmond area. And you can go to her Facebook page, Loretta Wall. You can find her there. And you can also go to her publishing page, and there may be some goodies in store for you. And Ira, can you tell us about your latest project?
My latest project, again, is the Book of Joshua 2, Believe, and it is available on Amazon. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I think it's iBook also. And then you can also just type it, go to Amazon, type in my name. You'll be able to find all of my works out there. And I don't know when it will be available, but you will be able to get the Heart TV series through Amazon Instant Video. So you will be able to download the TV series through Amazon as well.
Yay, yay! Stream it, and you can go if you have Roku, Samsung, wherever, all that good stuff. You can stream it everywhere, and on your smart TV, there's an Amazon link. So
hashtag global. Global.
Thank you for joining me tonight. I'd like to thank
Thank you for having us.
And please go to Ronnie's her page, RonnieRonitesOn.com, and please support her cards. They go to a very worthy cause, because, you know, we all have been impacted through friends or family, colleagues, loved ones, et cetera, with someone who has had that walk with cancer. So please go and support that effort as well. Thank everyone for tuning in. People who told me on Facebook they're listening. Thank you all. Have a wonderful evening. From my house to yours, read you later. Good night.
Read you later.
Good night.
All right.